Great to have you with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Larry Mueller here. And as you know, if you listen to the program, one of the things that I really enjoy is the chance to highlight the wonderful work of people who are from Wisconsin or who often write about Wisconsin. And today we're going to be talking with a woman who has produced a film that, in a way, is about Wisconsin. The film's title is Baraboo. The author is Mary Sweeney. And it's a real pleasure for me to have Mary with us. She's Madison-born, film director, editor. She's a writer, producer, probably best known for her work with collaborations with David Lynch. She's also an associate professor, however, at the University of Southern California School of Cinematic Arts. She teaches screenwriting there. And her feature-length directorial debut is a drama, and it's called Baraboo. And she has some screenings coming up. She's taking it on the road here in Wisconsin. I really wanted the chance to highlight and let you know when the film is coming to your area, because I'm sure you're going to enjoy seeing it. So as we visit with her today, I hope you'll join in with your own questions or comments. We can talk about filmmaking. Certainly, we'll talk about Baraboo, the film. She will be happy to answer your questions at 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or you can email us. The email address is talk@WPR.org. That's talk@WPR.org. And you may have seen the film, too. It premiered at the Wisconsin Film Festival, and so you might have seen it, and I'd love to hear your reactions to it. So give us a call, shoot us an email, and Mary Sweeney, welcome.
Thank you very much.
It's great to have you here.
Great to be here.
You've had a wonderful career so far, and you've done just about everything relating to films.
Yeah, it's built slowly. It's been about 30 years of working, and I started as an editor, and then that led to producing and then writing and now directing and actually distributing.
Oh, yeah, and that's part of what you're doing this summer in a way, isn't it? Well, I want to bring people's attention to a film that you worked on 10 years ago now, Straight Story, where you had a big, big part of that. Just tell that story, and just so that we have some little context for our audience.
Sure. The Straight Story is a film that David Lynch directed, but I wrote it with John Roach, who's also local, and I also produced and edited the film. And that starred Richard Farnsworth, who was quite wonderful in the film and got an Academy Award nomination for his performance.
And you earned for another film, Mulholland Drive, I believe you earned a British Academy Award, did you not?
Yes, I did, for editing.
So all of the work that you did over those years led to Baraboo in some ways.
Yes, led to directing. I had directed a short before this, but this is my directorial debut. And, you know, as I said, I had, you know, a couple decades of experience in all different parts of making a film before I took on directing. And I didn't take it on a minute sooner than I wanted to. It really was perfect timing.
It was good timing.
Yeah. Okay.
And so where did this idea come from?
I had a script for a road movie that I was trying to finance just as the independent film structure was sort of collapsing, and I was having a really hard time finding the money. So I just realized that I needed to make a film, and I needed to make it for as little money as possible. So I decided to write a new script that basically brought the road to my favorite. One of the favorite parts of that other road movie was all these little dingy motels they'd stay in along the way. And there's something very captivating about those for me. I don't know why. So I decided to write everything in a dingy little motel and bring all the road stories there. So that's...
But the film is anything but dingy.
It's not dingy. That's right. that's the wrong word. I actually love the location we shot in, the Devil's Lake Lodge. Beautiful, not dingy at all, but, you know, time-worn, 50-year-old, you know, cabin resort. And very resonant to me as a location.
Yeah, and I guess what I was talking about too is that the film itself is a very beautiful film.
It's completely super saturated colors and a lot of landscape I had gone out before we started principal photography and shot for a couple of days, just getting fields in full fertile, you know, July kind of colors. And that was good since we had limited locations. It opened up the film quite a bit. But I love this part of the country in this season.
Yeah, it's a beautiful time of year. And you used essentially Wisconsin actors and actresses.
Wisconsin everything, pretty much. I have a producer that worked with me. She was fantastic, Sabrina Sutherland, who I've worked with for years in Los Angeles. And also the cinematographer, the principal cinematographer, was from Los Angeles. And pretty much everybody else was all the cast, 28 cast members, and the crew were local Madison, Milwaukee, Spring Green area people.
And you were doing this in a way, kind of on a shoestring. I'm sure it was expensive, but I read a few stories about the kind of the fun you had, and talk about that behind the scenes business for a bit.
It was just a blast. First of all, I have, as you may know, a pretty large family here.
Yes.
So there's many Sweeneys who work for free, bless them, on the film. My mom made cookies. My sister was the still photographer. Two of my brothers were construction. And my niece had two or three jobs on the film. It was drawing on the family quite a bit. And then, a lot of the crew members, because we were shooting in Baraboo, and a lot of them, most of them were based out of Madison, ended up, there was a big RV at the campground at Devil's Lake Lodge, and people were crashing in the actual location, the cabins that we owned for the shoot, and some guys had an apartment. Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Well, it had to be. And again, talk a little more about the storyline for our listeners.
The story is about six principal characters who live as permanent residents in this little rundown motel of cabins. And there are two older women, one in their 70s, one in her 80s, a woman in her early 40s, a man about the same age, and then a teenage kid, and then an adult, early 40s, mentally challenged person. So these people are all people who have, this is where they've ended up in life. They live full time at this hotel. And it's kind of about how they become a cohesive community in the course of the story.
Our guest today, Mary Sweeney, who directed the film, wrote and directed the film Baraboo, and having some fun talking with her about it today. If you'd like to join in with your own questions, the number to call, 1-800-642-1234, or email us at talk@wpr.org. Love to hear from you. Let's go to Louise in Green Bay. Louise, hi. Thank you for calling.
Well, thank you for taking my call. First of all, I have a comment more than a question. I just recently watched The Straight Story, and I was absolutely enamored with every part of it. The storyline, the people who were in it, the actors. Plus, I thought the photography in it was absolutely incredible. And it was so David Lynch, especially when you zoomed in the very beginning, coming in over the landscape and then into the house and all of the detail. It was absolutely lovely. So now I know who you are. I will definitely be aware of when Baraboo will be playing, hopefully in Green Bay.
Thank you.
And will you be anywhere near Green Bay?
I'm actually, most of the places I'm screening this summer are fundraising events at these refurbished opera houses. And so I'm talking to the Grand Opera House in Oshkosh. That would be the closest to you. And that won't be till they reopen in the fall if we are able to bring that together.
Oh,
well,
perfect.
I thank you so much. And again, the best of luck on your current project.
Thank you very much.
Thanks very much for calling. And again, you can join us at 800-642-1234. Are there any kind of parallels to A Straight Story and Baraboo in some ways?
Well, definitely. They're both love stories to the people who populate this part of the country. It's very specific to this region, the kind of a laconic refusal to discuss, you know, personal things or troubles that people have, and kind of just putting one foot in front of the other, toughness that I think is part of the agricultural culture, whether you're actually a farmer or not, that I love about this part of the country.
What was the reaction to the film? Well, you've shown it at a few festivals.
Yes.
You were at Edinburgh.
Edinburgh and Galway. And it won a prize in Galway, best first feature. And the review in Screen International coming out of Edinburgh was very positive. And they had a very good response in both those festivals. And then here at the Wisconsin Film Festival, it was very popular, sold out in about 20 minutes. And, you know, there are a lot of people who didn't get to see it, which is one of the reasons I want to have these screenings this summer.
Yeah. And are festivals fun for a director?
Yeah. Well, I'm experiencing them for the first time as a director. It's different, definitely. I mean, I've gone to many, many, you know, wonderful festivals for the 20 years that I worked with David. And I never stay at the screenings. It's too tough. but that was something much easier when it wasn't my movie. So it's a little tougher, but it's also more satisfying, definitely.
Well, let's talk to Paul in La Crosse next. Paul, hi. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, I was wondering. You said these were screenings that you were having, you know, around Wisconsin at these refurbished opera houses. I was wondering, in your mind, is the film complete? Whenever I hear someone talk about a screening, I think that they are still looking for something, that maybe there's audience feedback that they want, or they just want to find out if something should be working differently. And if this movie is complete, will you be making the whole indie circuit this winter?
The film is definitely complete. It's been complete for a year. I took it to Edinburgh last summer. And these are part of a strategy that is a do-it-yourself distribution plan. So it's a little unorthodox to be doing this, but I just loved the idea. Once I learned about these opera houses as venues, I just love the idea of going around the state, showing the film, and sort of getting word of mouth going, as long as it's on the festival circuit. And then, I will be looking into theatrical release later this year.
All right. Great, thank you.
Thanks very much for calling. Appreciate your call. How'd you come on this idea anyway?
You know, when I was here at the Wisconsin Film Festival, my friend Richard Thompson, who did music on my on the film and on the CD, was playing at the Stoughton Opera House the same weekend. So I went out and I caught him and Loudon Wainwright playing there. And I've seen actually that very show in L.A. And it was great to see it in that theater. And I just thought, wow, this is a great place. I'd love to show my film here. And also it was married with the fact that many people were frustrated they didn't get tickets to the film at the film festival, and I thought that'd be a great way to spend the summer.
Oh, so your whole summer is going to be...
Yeah, like I said, like the Fuller Brush Man, I'm going on the road.
Our guest today, Mary Sweeney, director of the film Baraboo, talking with her about it, and certainly if you'd like to join in with your own questions about the film or about filmmaking, give us a call at 1-800-642-1234 or email us at talk@wpr.org. I'm Larry Mueller. Jim Packard, our producer, here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Mary Sweeney, film director, editor, writer, producer, and a director of the film Baraboo. It's her film. She wrote it. She directed it. It's all here in the Baraboo area of Wisconsin. She used Wisconsin, pretty much a whole Wisconsin cast and crew. And it's great to be able to talk with her about the film and about filmmaking. Again, join us at 800-642-1234 or email at talk@wpr.org. Pretty much all our lines are filled. But before we go back to the phone, I do want to mention before I forget that you have something coming up this weekend.
I
have the microphone on.
We're going to be screening the film this weekend at the Mineral Point Opera House. That's our first stop. Saturday night, and I will be doing a Q&A after the screening on Saturday night, which is at 7:30. I hope I got these times right. You can check the website, baraboofilm.com news page, to confirm these times. Mm-hmm. Then Monday night, I think they're hoping to get Brenda DeVita, who's one of the leads, down to do a Q&A on Monday. So I'll be there Saturday, and hopefully Brenda will be there Monday.
Okay, so at Mineral Point. And again, Baraboo, what's the email or the web address?
The website is baraboofilm.com. And if you check the news page on that website, you can check out what the film looks like on the website, and you can buy the DVD and the CD on the website, and you can also see on the news page information on all these upcoming screenings.
And you have a half dozen trailers on there, was there?
You know, there's one proper trailer and then three or four clips of scenes from the film.
Yeah, which are pretty cool.
Thanks.
Ed in Wautoma, we go to you. Hi, Ed.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking my call. I wanted to ask the guest if I could get in touch with her anyway. You know, I'd like to be a filmmaker. I do CDs and voiceovers on things like I've got this invention, the Jet Train Research Project, that I try and interest Senator Feingold in. But I've been into cinematography verte as far as like Andy Warhol, Ingmar Bergman, a lot of Chinese directors, and I like short films that are more like poems rather than novels, you know, so that people will dream about them. They're short but intense. And I was wondering if there's some way that I could get some of my material to her. Maybe she could give me some advice on how to promote it or interest someone in it and so forth.
All right. Thanks for calling.
You know, the best thing, particularly, you know, the timing is very good for short films because there's a great interest on the festival circuit for short films, and that's the best way to start to get your stuff out. So you should go to a site called withoutabox.com, and they list all the festivals around the country, certainly, and some international, and just type in short film festivals, and you'll have a whole raft of things. And so it's a great site to use as an independent filmmaker to be able to start to get an awareness of your film. Also, you should also get in touch with an organization called the Independent Feature Project. There's one in Chicago, I believe, and one in Minneapolis. And they are it's a nonprofit organization that services independent filmmakers, and they will also have a lot of good counsel for you. And, you know, you can get in touch with me through the website. There are a couple of email addresses on the website. But I am, you know, struggling myself as an independent filmmaker, you know, distributing my film myself. So I'm right there with you. And those two sources I gave you are really great places for you to start.
So withoutabox.com and the other was the Independent
Feature Project, IFP.
IFP.com
probably. In Los Angeles, it's called Film Independent, and I'm on the board of that organization. But in the rest of the nation, it's called Independent Feature Project.
All right. There you have it, Ed. Thank you very much for calling. Let's turn to Mike in Holman next. Hi, Mike.
Good morning.
Morning.
I was wondering what it would take to spark your interest to do something else from Wisconsin, another short film or the upper Midwest here.
Well, I'm already, it's been sparked. I'm already in the process of writing another screenplay that's a period piece that I would love to be shooting sometime soon.
Wow. And it will be, you think it'll be in Wisconsin?
It would certainly be shot in Wisconsin. And so the soonest I could think about doing that would be next summer.
Probably next summer.
Miracles come together.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Mike. And we'll take some more calls here. Diane in Green Bay, you are up next. Hi, Diane.
Hi. I was excited by the idea of you bringing your film to all the main cities in Green Bay, or I mean in Wisconsin. And Green Bay has a fantastic theater. The Meyer Theater has been renovated, and I was hoping that maybe that is a venue to bring it even closer.
I'll check it out. Thank you.
It's the Meyer Theater?
Yes.
M-E-Y-E-R?
Pardon?
M-E-Y-E-R?
Yes.
Oh.
And it's been renovated. It's a beautiful theater.
Wonderful. Sure. I'm very interested in all these beautiful old venues, and it's so great they're refurbishing them. So I'll definitely check that out. Thank you.
Thanks. Good luck.
Yeah,
thank you,
Diane, for calling. Appreciate it. And there's been a real revolution, almost, you could say, in the renovation of these theaters in this state. It's gone on all over the state.
Yeah,
we did a show on that a while back.
And there's a beautiful book that the State Historical Society has put out about 9 or 10 of these refurbished theaters.
Yeah, they're absolutely beautiful. Well, we'll take some more calls. Again, you can join us at 1-800-642-1234 or email us at talk@wpr.org. Let's turn to Mark in Fort Atkinson. Hi, Mark.
How you doing?
Good.
Is this the same Sweeney that reads on Chapter a Day?
Oh, no.
Any chance?
No, I don't know about that.
Because there's a story that was about a young woman that was pregnant and staying in a motel situation like that that was read on Chapter Day not too long ago, and I just wondered if there's any relationship.
No, just a coincidence, I guess.
All right, thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate your call. Well, now you have a teenage son? Your son a teenager?
I do. Well, he just graduated high school. He's 18.
Okay, so is he in acting too, or is he?
No, he isn't. He is. He plays guitar. He's pretty serious about music, and he's just figuring out what he wants to do.
So, to what extent? I assume you draw on your own experiences for what you write about, to some extent, or at least the experiences of other friends and their kids. And...
Yeah, every writer does. You know, they're just, you know, whether you're aware of it, conscious of it or not, you're drawing from your own experiences. However, I want to make it crystal clear that I'm not drawing from my experiences with my son in this movie. He's a real prince.
Oh, boy. Well, let's go to Ross in Door County next. Hi, Ross.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
A couple of questions. I guess my first question would be, are you going to be screening in Baraboo, the Al Ream Theater, America's Prettiest Playhouse, and when that would be?
Yes, definitely. We have a whole weekend planned in Baraboo, July 23rd and 24th. We're going to screen Baraboo on Friday night with kind of a premiere party, and many members of the cast will be there, and I'll be there for Q&A afterwards on Friday at 7, and then Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock, they're screening The Straight Story, and Saturday evening again, they're screening Baraboo, and I will be there for Q&A and a couple members of the cast, I think.
Okay.
Fantastic. A couple other things. I was also wondering about what your experience was like working with Wisconsin artists.
Fantastic. We all had the time of our life. And every day I walked on that set so grateful to everybody, you know, working their hearts out, having such a great time, you know, to help me realize these ideas. It was unbelievably joyful experience. And they were fantastic. You know, they were all completely both a blast and very professional.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I love to hear that. And, you know, that leads me to my next question. I have performed as an actor in the past, and I was interested in getting you my resume and stuff for your upcoming project, and I was wondering how I would do that.
You can do that through the website. There are email places. There's different email addresses on the website. If you go to the contact list page on the website, you can find those.
All right.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Ross, for calling. Appreciate your call. And open lines finally. So you can join in, too, at 1-800-642-1234 or email at talk@wpr.org. When you were saying your son is nothing at all like the character, the character in the movie is a bit of a rebellious, let's say.
He's an angry kid. He's an angry teenager, not a bad teenager. And he has a single mom. And she is the owner of the operator of the motel. She inherited it from her parents. That's kind of backstory. And so she's kind of moved back to this small town where she grew up with this kid, her son, who's 17, and just angry and confused and working through stuff. And, I really like the changes he goes through in the course of the story.
What I read some reviews that were very nice, very, very positive reviews. One person liked it a lot, called it a very nice film. He thought there might have been more revelations of character in the film, something more to get worked up about. Mm-hmm. You may have heard that before. What's your response to that?
It's a very subtle film in many ways. But it's also, as I said earlier, it also reflects, you know, part of this culture here, which is there's not a lot of verbal communication or talking about your feelings or all this kind of stuff. It's just like, you know, wake up. These people don't have a lot of money. They don't have a lot of prospects but they have standards, and they wake up every day and put one foot in front of the other, and they got to deal with these problems. So there's a lot that goes unsaid, both about the backstory of how these people got there and about what's going on inside their minds. But I think that there are plenty of signals that tell you what's going on, I hope.
Oh, all right. Well, let's take some more calls here. And
it's slow. It's very slow.
Slow.
The pace of the film is very, you know, I love to edit that way, and I love, you know, to go through long, slow transitions where you just kind of get lost in these gorgeous landscapes, and it's a very meditative element to the film that I think, you know, sets a tone that is slightly challenging for people who are used to, you know, fast, you know, super active kind of cutting, especially.
Some more questions about that, but I just lost a caller there, so I will ask you when you're putting a film like this together. You write the script. Is there a lot of extra shooting are you shooting right on, okay, we've got this, we're going to shoot that, and that's it?
Right. There were a couple of things that made it a very efficient shoot. One is we had almost no money, and so we had to move very fast and get all of our coverage in as short a time as possible. And that was facilitated by my background as an editor, having edited for 25, 30 years. I had a huge advantage in knowing when I had coverage, when I had enough to cut my scene together, and also knowing it's very easy for me to identify when I knew that I had what I wanted and I didn't need to shoot that anymore. I didn't do a lot of takes. I didn't have time, but I didn't need to. So,
how long did what was the whole process in terms of the length?
We shot for 4 weeks, 6 day weeks, and we had a 4 week pre-production period, and then I cut it over about 6 months, but I just cut it by myself in my home. Mm-hmm. So I, you know, it was pretty low cost editing suite.
Well, now, is that how you normally work?
Well, you can now. That's a beautiful thing. I mean, that's the most revolutionary thing about filmmaking now is you can, you know, get a camera, shoot things, you know, on a wing and a prayer, and then cut it and mix it and distribute it now out of your own house, basically. You know, the big difficulty in distribution, particularly even though I have so many fantastic actors, Ruth Schudson out of Milwaukee, Brenda DeVita, Margaret Ingraham from Madison, Michael Harold, Peter Morse, and Harry Loeffler-Bell. Those are the six principals. None of them are known, so it's very hard to get a light shining on your film unless you have a big-name actor. But you still can build a grassroots distribution plan, right out of your house and distribute your film over the internet. Pretty interesting.
And now this summer, let's talk a little bit more about that. You said these are kind of benefits well. So I wish you'd talk about that a little bit.
Well, each of the screenings that I'm doing at these theaters over the summer are going to be fundraising events for whatever the local theaters want to raise money for. In Baraboo, they're going to be raising money for their film development program at their theater. In Spring Green, there's a charity for Pete's Sake that they're going to be putting the money towards. It's going towards the Driftless Film Festival in both the Madison. There's a screening in Madison at the Orpheum and at the Mineral Point screenings. So, and I'm still on the festival circuit, and so I'm really interested in just building word of mouth at this point, and then again, we'll go to a theatrical release later in the year.
We had an email from someone who wondered, it was back to David Lynch for just a minute, what is the film collaboration with David Lynch that you were most proud of?
All of it. It was a great ride. 20 years of, you know, many, many projects together from Twin Peaks television all the way through his last film, Inland Empire.
Yeah. Did you edit with him?
Well, did I edit, you mean, with him in the room?
Yeah.
No, the rhythm we had was I would be editing while he was shooting. I would start editing as soon as I'd start getting dailies. And then when a couple weeks after we wrapped production, I'd show him a first cut. We'd write notes together. He'd go away. I'd make the changes. He'd come back, and we'd do it again. So, yeah.
That's how it works.
Yeah.
Well, let's take some more calls. And Jim... well, Jim is back. We lost him a little earlier here, so let's go back to him. Jim, hi. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, good morning. Thank you for having this program, especially with Mary Young.
Thank you.
Mary, this is Jim with the Central Wisconsin Film Festival. I just wanted to let people know that we'll be screening your film the first weekend in November.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I saw the film in Madison and loved it.
Thank you.
You know, we're trying to promote more regional filmmakers at our festival, so it's perfect. Perfect.
I think that's another exciting thing about the changes and the independent circuit is the surgence of regional filmmaking. It's so interesting, and that's really great that you're focusing on that. And also, obviously, is the Wisconsin Film Festival here, and we hope to be in the Milwaukee Film Festival in the fall.
Perfect.
Great.
All right. Thanks, Jim.
You're welcome.
I appreciate the call. Chris in Shorewood, on to you now. Hi, Chris.
Hello. When you mentioned having ideas in Wisconsin, several came to me. One would be one that originated in Madison, Robert Gard's Idea Theater, and how that reached out into all areas of the state. And at Baraboo, at Devil's Lake, we had the first theater, the first summer theater in the state, community theater, and it might be a wonderful way to promote the arts again. Another idea would be conservation, and maybe zero in on Ben Logan, who is now 90, but his seldom-seen farm is still there, and the land formations out there would be absolutely breathtaking, and maybe give you a chance to help save the small family farm in the process. And the other would be Ives Lake and the Huron Mountain Club. We used to go up there every year to Marquette, Michigan. Longears was a very wealthy man in the mining, and he went on over to Norway and Spitsbergen, I think it's called, an island was named after him because he helped the Norwegians in technical ways of mining. But the story of that, Ives Lake, I think, well, the grandfather and grandmother skipped a generation, and they gave the land to Howard Paul, but no money. Hmm. So he had to somehow support himself, so he made all of the farm outbuildings into homes, summer homes, and they were absolutely fantastic, and it was right on the edge of the Huron Mountain Club.
Mm-hmm.
We would sometimes go across. My husband was an editor and publisher, and we were paid by having wonderful free vacations because the guy didn't have any money. But that would be another fascinating way to bring life to Wisconsin and maybe help save our water. That would be another one, the fight to save Wisconsin's water from bottle companies.
Yeah, you know, I think that there are, you know, taking a page from my son's book, there are so many young people interested now in the very issues you're talking about, which is really something very helpful to me. And so I'm hoping that, you know, there will be a movement of local kids, college kids, high school kids even, you know, picking up cameras and making movies about these very important issues in the state here.
Lots there to talk. Thank you, Chris, very much for talking. And Ben Logan, you may have read his book, The Land Remembers. It was a New York Times bestseller. And his farm in that area is really a beautiful area. Well, what are you? Can you talk about what you're concentrating on for next?
I don't want to say too much about it because it's in kind of formative stages. Yeah. But I can say that I'm doing research this summer. It's a period piece that is a story in the beginning of the 20th century based here in Wisconsin.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Well, now I want to go back to your showings because I want to call attention to them again. So let's talk about coming up this weekend.
Coming up this weekend is Mineral Point Opera House, and that is on Saturday and Monday. And Saturday I'll be doing a Q&A after the screening, and I hope that Brenda's going to be doing one, Brenda DeVita, one of the actresses, on Monday. And then the next one is, I'm talking to the Richland Center Theater, and we're looking to early July. We haven't firmed up the date yet. Mm-hmm. Then July 14th, part of a Wisconsin Wednesday series that's going to be running at the Orpheum in Madison. Then July 23rd and 4th at Baraboo. And then August 1st and 2nd at the Guard Theater in Spring Green. I think that's coming off the top of my head. I think that's everything. But if you check the news page on baraboofilm.com, I'll be updating all the screenings on there.
How have the actors and actresses responded to the film since it's been out?
Well, it was just a We're all so crazy about each other. It's just, oh, so great to be with them. Any excuse to be with them again is fantastic. And Ruth and Brenda, are so good in the movie, and everybody is. And we haven't had that many opportunities to be together, but we were just together at the Wisconsin Film Festival, and it was really fun. So I'm really looking forward to spending time with them. And it's interesting. I think that when they watch it, it changes for them from screening to screening because the first time they see it, they're just kind of panicking to see themselves up there, and they're all so good. They're fantastic. And I think that as they see it more, they relax into it, and then they probably start to get critical, but I haven't heard that. I don't think there's anything to criticize. I think they're great.
Well, Mary, it is a great pleasure to have you with us today.
Thank you so much.
I really enjoyed talking with you today.
And I
hope we have a chance to meet again.
I do too.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank
you very much. Mary Sweeney, Madison-born film director, editor, writer, producer. And I hope you'll go to her website again. And tell me that once more.
Baraboofilm.com.
Baraboofilm.com. Go to the news page of baraboofilm.com, and you're going to find information on the showings. And the cool thing about this, I think, is that wherever it's shown, it's going to benefit the local community in some way. And so that's just a wonderful way to, it's kind of a community kind of film anyway, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Am I on here? Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I got so much from the community to make this film, with no money. And I just love the idea of taking it into communities and benefiting the community back in a way.
Oh, thank you so much for being with us today. Mary Sweeney. And, when her next film comes out, you're going to have to come back and talk with us
again.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Coming up, we're going to stick in part in the Baraboo area. Mary Bergen, who writes the Roads Traveled column, will be talking with us. And one of the things we'll be talking about is the latest National Historic Landmark, which is the Eldo Leopold Shack and the Leopold Legacy Center on Levee Road at Baraboo. She'll be coming up next year on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.